We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Myrtle Goes Outside. If you enjoy this episode, then be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah. Do, do, do.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Today we will meet Myrtle, a little houseplant who lives on a shelf by the window. Her greatest wish is to one day go outside. Do you think Myrtle's wish will come true? Let's find out in our foliage fable now. Myrtle Goes Outside. There was once a little houseplant named Myrtle who lived in a pot on the windowsill.
Hello.
She was surrounded by all the other houseplants. There was a short little cactus named Spike.
Hi.
A friendly frond plant named Fern.
Hey there.
And a glossy green leafy plant named Jade.
Nice to meet ya.
All the other plants were happy together inside the house. They would get plenty of sun and water and always had a spectacular view out the window.
Wow.
But little Myrtle longed to go outside.
Maybe someday I can go explore the outdoors.
Don't be silly. What if you went outside and it rained? You would get all wet.
Or what if a bug landed on you?
Yuck!
You're better off just enjoying the comfort of the great indoors.
Myrtle sighed and spent her days looking out the window.
I wish I could go outside.
On one hot summer day, the window was open to let in some cool, fresh air. The sun felt great on Myrtle's leaves, and she leaned closer. Then suddenly, Myrtle tipped out the window. The other plants shouted with panic as they watched Myrtle slide down the gutter and shoot out the downspout, where she landed on the ground.
Myrtle, are you all right?
Jade called from the window. Myrtle shook off her leaves and looked around at her new surroundings.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just stay put. We'll try and get help.
Be sure not to let a bug land on you. Yuck!
But Myrtle couldn't help herself. For as long as she could remember, she had dreamed of exploring the outdoors. And now, Myrtle was finally outside.
I'm just gonna take a quick look around.
She began to hop along in her pot in the grassy backyard. Across the yard, she could see other plants. They were much bigger than Myrtle. Some had beautiful flowers and delicious smelling fruit. Myrtle hopped her way over towards them.
Hi, I'm Myrtle.
Look at this adorable little potted plant,
said a tall leafy shrub.
It looks like she's in the wrong place. Why don't you go back to where you belong?
Said a grumpy old crab apple tree.
Oh, don't mind him. He's always in a crabby mood. My name is Juniper, and welcome to our botanical garden. Are you looking to put your roots down here?
Gosh, it's a beautiful place, but I actually live indoors. I'm a houseplant.
I should have known you were a pampered little houseplant. You've probably never had to osmosisize a day in your life.
Oh, fiddlehead sticks, don't listen to that crabby old tree. He's just full of bitter fruit.
Well, that little plant wouldn't last one day outside.
Wanna bet? I'm gonna stay out here all night just to prove you wrong.
You'll be weeping like a little willow by the time you're through.
Just be careful, dear.
Myrtle hopped around the garden in her little pot.
This isn't so bad.
Just then, it started to rain. The first few raindrops felt nice.
Ha ha, this is fun.
But soon, the rain came down harder. And Myrtle soon found herself in the middle of a mini mudslide. The flowing mud pushed her pot down a hill where she bumped into a rock. Her pot broke and floated away.
Oh no!
She was now drenched and stuck in the mud. Myrtle shivered with fear. But soon the rain subsided and the sun came out. She noticed her roots sticking in the dirt. The ground felt nice, and she dug her roots further down and spread them out. The warm sun dried off her leaves.
That's much better.
Myrtle smiled, and to her amazement, she grew a little flower on the end of her longest branch.
Would you look at that? I've never grown a flower before.
Then Myrtle heard a buzzing sound. There was a little bee bumbling by.
Uh-oh, I hope that bug doesn't bother me.
The little bee flew up to Myrtle and landed on her flower.
Nice to meet you.
Hello there.
I'm collecting nectar to make honey. In exchange, I can help you grow more flowers by sharing pollen with you.
Wow, that sounds great. I would love to grow even more flowers.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And here is some pollen for you.
The bee buzzed away, and Myrtle watched in awe as more and more flowers sprouted from her branches.
This is so magnificent. I'm very happy to be outside.
Just then, a gardener walked by and looked down at Myrtle.
What are you doing here?
The gardener carefully dug around Myrtle's roots and placed her into a pot.
Oh dear, I guess I have to go back inside now.
Juniper and the old crab tree watched as the gardener and Myrtle passed by.
I told you she wouldn't make it out here.
Oh dear.
Then the gardener stopped at a lovely dirt mound just outside her old window and planted Myrtle in the ground outside.
Here you go, little Myrtle tree. This will be the perfect place for you to grow big and strong.
Tremendous!
Myrtle exclaimed, and over the years she grew taller and taller into a tree. Soon, she could see into her old window and visit with her old houseplant friends.
Hi!
Her little bee friend liked to stop by and trade nectar for pollen. Her branches were now covered with flowers, And she liked to wave to her friends all around the yard.
Hi, Juniper. Hi, Mr. Crabapple.
Hello, dear. How are you today?
I'm doing just great.
Well, that's wonderful, Myrtle. I never doubted you for a second.
Myrtle laughed, and the little tree lived happily ever after. Myrtle certainly found her happy place. Do you have a special place that you like to go and explore? Like the playground? The beach? Maybe even a forest of myrtle trees. Tell us all about your special place in the Story Spectacular Facebook group. You can also send us a note on Twitter or Instagram at Storytacular. Hope you have fun exploring the great outdoors like our friend Myrtle.
Hooray!
Speaking of special friends, we have three amazing Animail messages today. Our first Animail comes from an imaginary whale named Moby, who lives in a very happy place. Moby writes,
"Dear Angie and friends, my name is Moby and I'm a humpback whale. I like exploring a Pacific Ocean with my other whale friends. We swim all the way from the cold waters off the coast of Alaska down to the warm shores of Hawaii. I just love tuning into the show during my Pacific Ocean travels. I just listened to the episode Song Birdie. Birdie knows how to make some lovely music. But birds aren't the only animals that know how to sing. Us whales love to sing songs too. I just love to make interesting sounds underwater. It makes me so happy to sing. Here's a little demo of my music." "I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy listening to Story Spectacular. If you ever are traveling in the ocean, I'll be sure to give you a wave and sing you a song too. Bon voyage, music fans! Signed, Moby the Whale!"
Thanks for the whale mail, Moby. Your music is sure to make waves. Up next, it's our real-life listener friend, Shiloh.
Dun, dun, dun. My name is Shiloh, and I'm from Maui. My favorite store is Dinosaur in a Toy Store. Dun, 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 dun.
Yay, that shark Animail was fantastic. Last but not least, we have Catalea.
Hi, Angie. Here's my animal sound. Tweet, 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 tweet. I live in Mexico, and I speak Spanish, and I speak English to sounds, and I'm six. And my name is Catalea, and my favorite Story Spectacular is Lizzie the Lizard.
Aw, that Animail was really tweet. Not only does Catalea speak English and Spanish, she speaks in bird chirps too. Looking forward to hearing more Animail from our real-life listeners again soon. We had a tremendous show today exploring the great outdoors.
Hooray!
We tagged along with Myrtle, who finally lived her dream of exploring the outdoors. We also heard some spectacular Animail from our real and imaginary listeners of the show. Do you want to have even more fun with plants and animals? Well, I have a spectacular activity just for you. It's a nature scavenger hunt.
Wow!
Find 10 things on your next nature walk. A bird, a leaf, a stick, an insect, a flower, a tree, a rock, a berry, a cloud, and a butterfly. If you can't go outside right now, no problem. Color a picture of each of those items and then ask a grown-up or friend to hide each picture around the house. Can you find all 10 items? I also have a free printable coloring activity page of this scavenger hunt available as well. Go to storyspectacular.com and click on Story Squad to find this page and lots of other fun activities.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed exploring the outdoors in today's show, I'm sure you will love reading What Do You See? Look all around and what do you see? Discover lines and patterns in the great outdoors. This spectacular book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon. If you love the show and want to support us, please subscribe, rate, and review Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts. This helps our show climb the iTunes chart so that others can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hope to treat you again soon.